Hastings and Moore, this is Jessica. How can I help you? I'm doing well, thanks. How are you? All right. How can I help you? Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. Yeah. Oh. Okay. A 2014, you said? 14, 4 Fiesta. Okay. Yeah, smelling burning is not what you want to smell. So I assume she hasn't taken the car in to have it serviced yet. Am I your first call? Okay. Got Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Well, good. She has someone helping her out. So, what day did you say the car was purchased on here? Okay. Got it. And the name was Joy, and it was under your name when it was purchased, not hers. Okay. Got it. Okay, no problem. What was the last name then that the car was purchased under? Got it. Okay. All right. Yes. Okay, so I mean it was only 10 days ago, so it would have been covered either way, but it does look like she went ahead and got the extended warranty on that guy, which is great news. So pretty much anything that's going wrong is going to be covered. Yeah, so she went ahead and purchased the 2-year plan on it. Yes. It's a little bit complicated, but she would have received some paperwork that details all that. Usually that's all gone over, when they sit down with the agent in the office and sign paperwork on the car. It's likely that she tucked it in her glove box. A lot of people do that, or she took that paperwork home and, tucked it in a drawer. But that's the place I would tell her to look for all of the detailed information on that warranty, just because it is a little bit complicated. Yeah. Yeah, actually, just call me back. If you find out that she doesn't have it, just call us back here and any one of us can take a mailing address and send over a new copy of that warranty information. Okay. Yes, we absolutely can. That is not a service that we're going to do on site here. Just different places do it differently. But actually there's so you well you are on our lot. So, we're located the sales lot right on the corner. And then basically adjacent to us is where they would do the servicing, and it's kind of a different building. But I can, yeah, I'm gonna do the appointment for you on the phone here, and just give you the information on like where to go and you can tell her where to drive it in if she ends up taking it. But let's do an appointment to get that car looked at, okay? So 2014 Ford. Yep, Ford Fiesta under Joy. And just as a kind of a heads up to them, you said it was smoking, or she smells burning. Okay. Got it. And did you say it was the check engine light was on as well? Okay, check engine light was on as well. Okay, yeah, she's definitely going to want to bring that in. So, not being on the phone with actually the driver of the car, would you like to let me give her a call to set up the appointment time, or do you want to do that right now? Okay. Got it. So our quickest one is actually in 2 days at 10 a.m. if you wanted to have her come in on Friday. Does that work? Okay. Awesome. So Friday at 10 a.m., we're gonna have what was her first name? Yeah. Jill. Okay, we're gonna have Jill Joy in with the Fiesta on Friday. Okay, that appointment is all set up. Maybe try and let her know not to drive the vehicle if she can avoid it until then, just because that does sound like it could be a serious issue. So that's gonna be her best bet, is just wait until Friday and let us check it out, okay? Yep, and she'll just take it next to the service station next door. All right. Okay, well, thank you so much. Have a good rest of your day. Bye.